9 FM W260 CV Racine and 98.1 FM W251 BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Stacey Lin. Learning new details about the deadly and fiery crash between two planes at Tokyo's Haneda Airport yesterday. CBS's Lucy Kraft is in Tokyo.
While the Japan Airlines pilot was instructed to enter the runway, the Coast Guard pilot was told to hold short of the runway or to stop before entering it. The pilot, who was severely injured, said that he had received runway clearance.
All 379 people on the Japan Airlines plane were able to get out after it burst into flames, but five of the Coast Guard crew members died. The captain was able to escape but was badly injured. Hamas says an explosion in Beirut killed one of its top leaders. Lebanon blames Israel, but CBS's Cammie McCormick tells us
Israel hasn't acknowledged it was behind the attack. In the West Bank, there were protests by Palestinians. And at the UN, a spokeswoman for the Secretary General calls it extremely worrying.
This just really highlights what the Secretary General had just said about the dangers of the spillover of this conflict in the wider region.
Four southern border crossings are back open tomorrow. Immigration reporter Camilo Montoya Galvez is in Eagle Pass, Texas.
There's been a significant decrease in migration, and officials are attributing that to increased enforcement by the Mexican government in the interior of Mexico to stem the flow of migration before migrants even reach the U.S. border.
Seems like everyone is sick right now. COVID hospitalizations have more than tripled at St. Joseph's Medical Center in New Jersey compared to a month ago. Dr. Nilesh Patel.
It's concerning in the sense that the volume of patients is higher. They are sicker, especially patients that are the most vulnerable, that have comorbid disease, things like cancer or respiratory disease.
It's not just COVID either. More than half the country's seen a spike in COVID, flu, and RSV. Oh, snow. The East Coast may get its first major storm of the winter this weekend. Odyssey meteorologist Craig Allen on who's getting hit.
Most weather maps are indicating that this will turn into a rather intense storm system, and there will be rain and snow heavy at times. Moving on up 95 from the D.C. area right through Philadelphia to New York City.
Some good news as you struggle to pay off that Christmas present debt. Gas prices are dropping. AAA says the price for a gallon of regular has fallen under $3 across most of the country. Of course, that's not the case everywhere. If you live in Hawaii, California, and Washington State, you're still paying over $4 a gallon. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Dane County judge ruled Tuesday that election clerks can accept absentee ballots that are missing part of a witness's address. The judge ruled that so long as the clerks can discern how to reach the witness from available information, those ballots are acceptable. In 2022, a Waukesha County judge ruled that clerks are no longer allowed to fill in missing witness information. Tuesday's ruling provides uniform rules for how clerks should handle those absentee ballots, says the group that brought the lawsuit. After three consecutive years of record-breaking numbers of shootings in Milwaukee, the numbers declined in 2023. Gun crimes are still roughly double that of pre-pandemic levels. As of December 27th, there were 171 homicides in 2023. That's 20% lower than the record 215 homicides in 2022. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Here come the Bears. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers host the Chicago Bears Sunday at 3:25 at Lambeau Field. Now, if the Packers win, they're in the playoffs. But the Bears have improved. They've won four of their last five games, including beating the division leaders, the Detroit Lions. Matt LaFleur.
It really means nothing unless we take care of business in Lambeau. We were in a similar situation a year ago and couldn't get it done. So we know it's going to be a tremendous challenge. I think Chicago is as improved as any team, and I'm sure they'd love love nothing more than to knock us out of the playoffs.
College hoops, the Badgers with a win over Iowa, 83-72 at the Kohl Center. Guard Chucky Hepburn, able to play for much of the game after recovering from an injury over the holidays. Greg Guard.
You know, we were fortunate that we had the break that we had, you know, in terms of the days off and the rehab and stuff that he's been doing, but he's feeling good, and I thought he did some good things, especially the second half. He got going defensively and sparked us.
That's the Badgers head basketball coach, Greg Guard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be a cloudy day today with a few scattered light snow showers or flurries by about midday into the afternoon. Our high right around 35, the wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, 23. Tomorrow will be sunny with a high of 31 on Friday. Cloudy, high of 36. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
When you think about it, talk radio is its own type of sport.
News Talk and Sports, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
This is what I don't understand about snoring. There's no transition period between saying goodnight and snoring. There's not like a 10-second window of opportunity where I, too, could fall asleep. It's just simply him talking, goodnight, honey. Yourself up. Literally, a pin could drop and my boyfriend's like, wah! But I'm expected to sleep through Jurassic Park.
Every time I look into your loving eyes.
707 at WRJN Radio. Good morning. I'm Don Rosen here at Civic Media's Hometown Radio Refreshed. There have been a lot of owners at this radio station. The current owners are Civic Media, but a lot of people have owned WRJN over the past 97 years, and one of them happens to be a good friend, too. Tony Gazzana, Anthony Gazzana. We'll call him Tony because that's how everybody knows him. Tony Gazzana was our owner. Now, I joined in 1991. You were the owner, but when did you buy the radio station? What year?
1989.
So, yeah, 2 years. Now, did you bring WRJN and WHKQ together, or were they combined beforehand?
They were combined when I purchased the radio station, but they were physically in two different buildings. Obviously, the current building where RJN is, and then we had another building behind the mall.
Yeah, Taylor Avenue.
Yeah, Taylor Avenue.
Yeah, building's still there. I forget what they use it for now, but yeah. Go ahead.
Actually, the building was sold a few years ago. I donated the building to a local church.
Look at you, Mr. Philanthropic Person. Wow.
Well,
now this is a program we're going to do for this entire year. I named it WRJN Historical Marker. This is number one, Tony Gazzana. And we're going to talk to the people who were all part of the WRJN family over the past, well, we can't do 97 years, but we're going to do the last several decades we can do. And we're going to memorialize it, and then we're going to donate it to the Racine Public Library, and they're going to archive it for us. So maybe in 50, 60 years from now, people will listen back and say, it was radio back then? It was audio? What? Anyway, so Tony is here. He's my first guest because I know him probably the best out of all the owners of the radio stations. Now, I joined WRJN in 1991, but before that, you owned other radio stations. Was this your first, or...
No, I've been in radio, started like most people as an announcer up in Milwaukee, moved around the country, got into sales, always wanted to own radio stations, so I put a group together, and we owned a station in Lafayette, Indiana, Fayetteville, Arkansas, Billings, Montana, and ultimately sold everything, and I decided, heard that there was a station for sale in Racine. It was owned by Dex Card, I believe his name was.
That's
he was a disc jockey in Chicago, and he owned the radio station and was looking to sell it. And I called him, and I said, hey, I'm interested, and we had a discussion. This, I'm going to tell you a story that I've told nobody before. We met. He told me what he wanted for the radio station. And basically, I said, okay, here's what I'll do. I'll give you a check for X number of dollars, which was pretty much everything that I owned. And I said, I'll have the balance of the money in 60 days. And he said, okay. And we signed a contract. And he said, of course, if you don't come up with the balance of the money in 60 days, you lose your offer and you lose all the money you put down. And I said, no problem. So I wrote one of the biggest checks I ever wrote and had no idea where I was going to get the rest of the money. And for the next 60 days, I ran around talking to a million people, probably 15 different banks. And somehow at the 11th hour, I got a commitment from the bank for the balance of the money and became the proud owner of WRJN.
So how many banks, how many turned you down, by the way? Before this,
more than I care to think about.
Are you crazy? We're investing in a rock and roll radio station. Are you nuts? Get out of here.
pretty much, yeah.
Well, it worked out fine for you because you owned it for many years. And by the way, the radio station you were a DJ at was WZMF, correct?
Oh, yes. WZMF in Menominee Falls. Started when it was playing Guy Lombardo, Frank Sinatra, you know, Mitch Miller. And one day, keep in mind, this was FM before people knew how to spell FM, 1968. So it was interesting. And then one day I heard this guy on WUWM, which was the radio station for the college. His name was Bob Reitman.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to the guy that owned our radio station, and I said, you know, we should hire that guy and change the format to what was then, alternative rock, underground rock, whatever it was called. And we hired Bob Reitman.
Actually, it was called AOR, Album-Oriented
Rock.
Yeah, that was it, yeah.
So we hired Bob Reitman, and that's when we flipped the radio station. So, yeah, that was my first job in radio.
And we have a picture of it. Actually, I saw a photo of it. Pretty grungy looking. It's the days when nobody showered and wore old clothing.
pretty good, yeah. It was in the Milwaukee Journal 100 years ago.
Yeah.
And that picture still haunts me to this day.
You also had a rock band, right?
Yeah, I was guilty of that as well.
We had the record here. We actually put it, we memorialized it in a video. We had a picture of you with the band, and we played the music underneath it. So I actually have the video of that.
You know, Don, you said this was going to be a friendly interview, not dredging up the past. So, come on.
Let's talk about WRJ and some of the things you started here that, you know, still last today. Some of them don't. But you started the Bridal Extravaganza, which you did.
Yeah.
I think you did in another city, or if I'm not mistaken, but you brought it here to the festival hall. And for a long time, this is where the brides came in January. As a matter of fact, it would probably be about a week from now when the brides came to festival hall. And you had all these vendors out there, plus a fashion show. It was great.
Yeah, it was pretty, pretty awesome. I remember one of the first shows that we did, Bridal Show. We had the night before and the morning of, we had one of the biggest snowstorms that we ever had in Racine. And I said, we had all the vendors, all the booths, all the promotion, all the brides were supposed to come. And, excuse me, and we thought, well, no one's going to show up. And it turned out we had the biggest attendance we ever had at the bridal show. So,
and that went on for how many years? Many years.
Well, I think I did the first bridal show in 1989. And when I left the station, it was still going on. So, yeah, it was a big event.
Yeah, and the next owners, Bliss Communications, kept it going. Then the last, the owner before ours, he ended it all. He didn't want to do it anymore. But we won't talk about that. We'll just say he ended it. The billboards were up all, yeah, the billboards were up all over town, and he said not to do it. Anyway, so you brought the Bridal Extravaganza, and these shows were packed. And all the employees had to wear tuxedos. We all wore tuxedos. Mm-hmm. And it was free. Later on, I think we had a nominal charge for everybody but the bride. The brides didn't have to pay, but the rest of the bridal party did. But it was free for years, and it was filled up to the brim with vendors all across the area. Milwaukee, Racine, Kenosha. This was a major event. We still have signs from it here at the radio station. It was a major event you brought here. It brought in a lot of money and cost a lot of money to run, too. It wasn't cheap. Now, you also brought something else to the radio station, our first and only Crystal Award nomination, and this is from the National Association of Broadcasters. That was exciting.
Yeah, I was pretty proud about that. The Crystal Awards, for people who don't know, is an award that the National Association of Broadcasters hands out every year in their annual conference, and 1 year we got nominated. Basically, you get nominated for your civic responsibility, things that you do in the community to further on all of the good things that happen in your city and helping people. And we were nominated, and I was pretty excited about it.
Now,
right up until the end.
I have a funny story to tell. Do you want to tell it, or you want me to tell it?
Oh, go ahead.
All right. Tony, they're announcing all the nominees. And this is, I think it was it in Dallas? I think it was
in Vegas.
Vegas, Las Vegas. Oh, yeah. Why have a convention in Dallas when you can gamble in Las Vegas? So it was in Vegas, room filled with radio people, the biggest names in radio, the biggest radio stations, and they're mentioning the nominees for the Crystal Award. And Tony's clapping when he hears each one. Oh, it's just great to be nominated. Oh, this is just fantastic. This is wonderful. And they announced WRJN. Oh, just this is one of the proudest moments of my life, just to be nominated. They announced the winner, and it's not WRJN. And Tony sits down. I'm a bitter, bitter man. I love that. What a great. It's so honest.
I was gracious right up to the end, yeah.
You know, they say at the Academy Awards, the host doesn't joke as much in the second half of the show because the room is filling up with losers. As the evening, and that's what happens at the Crystal Awards. As the awards go out, the room starts filling up with losers, and nobody wants to have fun when they just lost the Crystal Award, right?
Yeah, but we were in good company with stations in big cities, you know, Minneapolis, Chicago, Milwaukee, all around the country. So to get to be nominated was
an honor.
A testament to all of the people that worked at WRJN.
And we had the certificate on the wall here. It's not here anymore. I don't know what happened to it. Coming up, we'll talk more with Tony Gazzana, former owner of WRJN Radio. We're going to talk about the change he made on our FM station from country to beautiful music, the change on WRJN from music to talk radio. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the day it rained here in WRJN. It actually rained. And I don't mean drips of water. I mean a monsoon. That's all coming up. It's WRJN's historical marker number one, Tony Gazzana, this morning at WRJN Radio. Hometown Radio refreshed, now a civic media station.
Listening to news, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Good morning at WRJN Radio. It's our historical marker number one, Tony Gazzana, former owner and general manager. You had that title, too, of WRJN Radio. How many years did you own this radio station again? Oops, hold on a second. Hold on. I learned one thing in life. Turn on the microphone when you're interviewing someone. How many years did you own the radio station for?
Just over 7 years.
And at the end, you co-owned it with Greg Marcus from Marcus Theaters.
Yes, I did.
How did that happen?
Well, I was approached by somebody kind of midterm and said there is someone who's interested in getting into radio. They heard about me, and I asked who it was, and they said, well, I can't really tell you, but it's a respectable company, an individual, and he's looking to partner up with somebody that has a good reputation, et cetera. So I said, well, I'm always interested to talk about opportunities. So finally, we met, and I found out it was Greg Marcus of the Marcus Corporation. He is now the president of the company. And we put a deal together where he was a partner, and our goal was to not only own RJN, but eventually buy other radio stations and, you know, build a broadcast company. That didn't come to fruition, but it was a great marriage, and Greg was awesome. To this day, we remain friends, and it was a good marriage at the time.
Now, we actually have the logo in the back room I found for Marcus Gazzana.
MG Communications.
MG Communications, Marcus Gazzana. Now, the actual name of the company when you owned it was Vision Broadcasting.
Yep. And, well, it was Vision initially, and then when Greg came on board, we changed it to MG Communications, Marcus Gazzana Communications. And the reason we said communications is because not only did we own the two radio stations, but we started a magazine called Renaissance News Magazine, right, which was a monthly aimed at the young population over 50. And
which we're all now members of.
Exactly. And then another company called SignPro, which was, like a company that did signs for trucks, et cetera. So it was more than just radio. We built a small little company with multiple entities.
Now let's talk about Renaissance News Magazine. That was on my list. Renaissance News Magazine started out as just a publication for, I think, was it the Bridal Extravaganza, or there was something? It just started out as a one-issue thing, I believe.
Yeah, we started one issue, and I hired somebody who ran a monthly magazine up in Milwaukee. And I said, hey, how would you like to be the editor? I didn't even know what an editor was, but it sounded like a great title. And he came down, and we built an office in the basement of WRJN. And we did the one, and then I said, hey, let's do this as a monthly magazine. I didn't want to call it like a senior magazine because that just didn't sound right. So we said, hey, Renaissance is something that harkens back to days before. And it was a good publication. I thought it was great. We had local, articles written by the hospital at All Saints and different attorneys in town and pet store owners and maybe 20 different companies in Racine wrote articles. And every month we had a feature article about somebody in the community. So it was a good magazine.
And the guy you hired was Ross Warzella.
That's right. Ross Warzella, very good. Super young guy. And it was a great, great magazine. And the interesting thing is it was kind of taking WRJN full circle because, as you know, Don, RJN stands for Racine Journal News. So the newspaper in town started the radio station 97 years ago. And then here we were, you know, many years later, doing radio and print at the same time. So kind of full circle.
Now, you also, we also did some other things here at the radio station. You had the sign pro.
You can't talk about all of them.
No, can't, but I'm going to talk about a lot of them. The embarrassing was the stuff I'm saving for the end. Now, you started sign pro, you mentioned. Now, this was a thing, I guess a company called Sign Pro was starting to hook up with a lot of radio stations, and I believe the gimmick was buy advertising and we'll give you a free sign. That's how it started out, right?
Well, kind of like that. It was basically taking the radio station clientele and leveraging it to the next limit, where we'd say, hey, as long as you've got a business and you're having a sale, why don't you do some signage? And I have a company right here, and if you work with them, you know, we'll get some kind of a discount and a break. And our salespeople basically would introduce them to the Sign Pro people, and whether we did trucks or, you know, vans for customers, it was a nice business, and it seemed to fit nicely with the radio station and our magazine.
And this was before the internet and everything, so you only had radio sound. It's a good thing we're doing this interview today. I don't think you're going to make it. What? it sounds very precarious.
plenty of time in front of me.
All right, let's see if we get enough time to get this topic in here. You changed. The reason you hired me was, let's talk about this as a shorter bit. When you hired me, I said no the first time. And I said,
correct.
No, I said no the second time. Then you got somebody named Rich Washer involved. And
a mutual friend of ours, right?
Rich Washer. And I had worked in Milwaukee at WEZW, and I left. I was doing real estate, and I went to WOKY. And I said to Rich or you called me at the station. I said, well, I'm out of radio. He said, well, why am I calling you at WOKY if you're out of radio? And so I said, all right. Rich Washer said, talk to this guy, Tony Gazzana. Get him off my back. Tell him what you want. Blow him out of the water, and we don't have to deal with it anymore. So I remember I met with you. I think it was the second time I met with you, and I said, I can't even hear the radio station at WHKQ, our FM 92.1. You said, well, I'm getting a new transmitter, and I said, but the towers, and it's so tiny. I'm getting a new tower, and I said, but it's going to, I lived in Brown Deer. I said, it cost me more to travel and gas. I will get you free gas, and you gave me everything I wanted. I said, okay. And that was it. And I will say this. Tony kept all his promises to me. We got a brand new transmitter. We got a brand new tower. And he paid for all my gas for all the years I was there.
And that tower, 500-foot tower, still stands right off Highway K or 2 Mile Road.
Yep.
To the west of I-94. Yeah.
That is an adventure unto itself. And we're going to talk about that because I don't want to forget about that. How we turned on the transmitter from that tower. I mean, that's... I actually have a video. I have it at home, and I watched it the other day of the tower being built from the ground level on up to when we had to move the transmitter from Taylor Avenue all the way to this in the middle of nowhere place. Off the interstate. And just a dirt road. Oh, I got such stories to tell about that tower. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. I hope I have enough time for all this today. Tony Gazzana, former owner of WRJN Radio, is my guest. It's WRJN Historical Marker number one. Keep it right here. WRJN Radio. It's 729.
Talking.
Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
CBS News Brief. An investigation into the deadly collision between two planes in Tokyo has found the passenger jet was given permission to land while the Coast Guard was not cleared for takeoff. But CBS's Elizabeth Palmer tells us,
I have to say that the Coast Guard aircraft's pilot still says that he did have permission to proceed.
A top Hamas leader who was behind the October 7th attack was killed in a bombing in Lebanon. The BBC's Yolan Nell.
We've had threats being made by Hezbollah, which is, of course, the powerful Lebanese armed group, saying that this will not go without a response or without a punishment.
CBS's Jared Hill reports COVID, flu, and RSV cases are on the rise.
31 states are reporting high or very high levels of various respiratory illnesses. The uptick leading hospitals in several states and Washington, D.C. to bring back masking requirements.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The names of six Republicans and one Democrat will appear on Wisconsin's presidential primary ballots for now. That list includes Donald Trump and President Biden. The Presidential Preference Selection Committee met Tuesday morning. Candidates who want to be taken off the list have until the 30th to say so. Candidates who want to be added will have to collect signatures to qualify. Wisconsin's primary is April 2nd. New higher sales taxes are in effect in Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. Local officials voted for the increase last summer as part of a deal to increase the amount of shared revenue that state government returns to local communities. When combined with the state's 5% sales tax, consumers in Milwaukee are paying a 7.9% sales tax, and in the rest of Milwaukee County, it's 5.9%. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
It is going to be a cloudy day today with a few scattered light snow showers or flurries by about midday into the afternoon. Our high right around 35, the wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, 23. Tomorrow will be sunny with a high of 31 on Friday. Cloudy, high of 36. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor, but I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
You're listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
News, talk, and sports.
Talk about your triple play.
Get this guy a jockstrap and a cookie.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
4 past the hour, WRJN Radio. Hometown Radio refreshed a civic media station. That's now. But back in the 90s, it was owned by this guy, Tony Gazzana, Vision Broadcasting. And let's talk about, I get so much I want to talk about here. We talked about the transmitter you promised me in the new tower. So we're going to talk about that. You had a tower built right off the interstate by Highway K or whatever that road is. A couple of problems. You had the tower built, but you had to get the transmitter over because you bought a new transmitter. It was installed on Taylor Avenue, and you had to get it somehow to over to the new site. But that's it's a major process because it's a very delicate piece of equipment. So you hired a moving company with a giant flatbed truck, and they had to get it out of the Taylor Avenue building. So what they did was they packaged it up like a little baby in blankets and everything, and they lifted it up in the air over the top of the building. Remember that?
Yeah, because of the size of the unit. And then they put it on the flatbed, drove it up to Two Mile Road, up a big dirt road to the top of the hill where the transmitter building was being built. And then they lowered it through the top of the building because it couldn't go through the front door. It's too big. And then installed it.
Not that easy. So
they, not at all.
They couldn't get that giant truck up this dirt road, which wasn't paved. It was a giant hill, and it wasn't paved. So they had to back the truck up very carefully because on either side with these giant culverts, it was a farm field is what it was. It was just a soybean field.
Right. And it was 40 acres that I purchased at the highest point in Racine County.
Right. And you even let the farmer still grow his soybeans on there, I remember. You didn't take a bushel. Yeah. You didn't take bushels of soybeans for payment, did you?
No, okay. Not at all.
All right, just checking. All right, so they had to back this giant truck up, and then they had to get the transmitter in there into this new building you built. Small shed. It's not a giant building. It's a utility shed, and they had to get this in carefully. Now there was one problem. There was no roof on the building, and here we are installing this brand new state of the art transmitter. And there's no roof. And
it's the only way to get it into the building, through the top.
But you were ballistic about it because the roof was supposed to be done. And I remember you calling the people. I have a video of you sweeping out the dust out of that building with no roof on it. And eventually, we got the roof on. Now, the next problem was there was a dirt road leading up to it. And when it rained, it was a mud road.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember a few times the light on the top of the tower would the breaker would go off, and I had to go out there at 3 a.m. drive down from Brown Deer, go up this dirt road, my wheels spinning because it was a steep road, wheels spinning in this dirt to get up there and hit the breaker to turn the lights back on. This happened a lot, and I remember losing my temper with you once. I said, "You got to do something with this road. You got to. I'm not going to go up this." So you put gravel down, but not good gravel. You put giant boulder gravel down there. So now when I went up the road, I was spinning my wheels going back down the hill again because I couldn't get any traction on this gravel you put up there. Another big mistake. And eventually, you paved the road with real asphalt, and now it's a nice road to go up. And there's another tower that you set a secondary tower up for, I think.
Correct.
PAX TV rented it at one time, I think.
There are two 500-foot towers up there. The first one took me 5 years to get the permit before I started building it. It was a task, to say the least.
But you got it done. Every promise you made to me, you got done. And that's a testament to you. You kept your word to me, and there were no bodily threats. I didn't threaten you or anything. You just kept your word to me, and that was nice. Let's talk about the format changes here. WRJN was a music station, and I remember I went out to Denny's with you, and we talked about it. And I said, the days of music on AM radio is gone. You got to go to talk radio. And we switched to talk. Remember that? We met at Denny's, and you made me program director. I was hired here in 1990. I was just program director of WHKQ, 92.1 FM. But then I was made program director of WRJN, and we turned it to talk radio, which was what radio was doing at that time. Music was on the FM. Talk radio was on the AM. And you did that. And that's really good.
We basically brought it back to its heritage. When radio, when RJN started, it was primarily talk radio, a little bit of music. But I remember we had such luminaries as Frenchie Bouton.
I still have a
Gary Stewart.
By the way, we still have
Debbie Thorgerson.
We have a giant poster of Frenchie Bouton in the back room here. We still have that. It wasn't thrown out. All right, so go ahead. I'm sorry for interrupting you there. You had Frenchie. You had Gary Sewer, Debbie. Yeah.
Who Debbie Thorgerson did Party Line.
Right.
Ron Richards.
Right.
Tom, obviously, Kramer was on. And
Tom Mountain.
I'm sure there were others that I can't recall, but we had a lot of great people, a lot of talented people, and people that knew Racine and what people in Racine wanted to hear.
All right, here's
so that's when we went to talk.
Here were some of the names you missed. Bob Cook, who did afternoons. Yeah. You also Bill Fritch, who worked overnights.
Yeah.
And Tom Mountain, who did our middays.
Yep.
That was the lineup. Now, on WHKQ, the lineup was me.
Don Rosen, over and over and over again.
You,
right?
You turned WHKQ from country to beautiful music. And beautiful music was, for lack of a better word, elevator music. It was that soft instrumental music, which was a big smash in Milwaukee and did very well here in Racine as long as we had it. But times changed and we changed with them. But we changed it to beautiful music. And I remember we turned off the country station for 2 days to do the equipment changeover and everything. And I think one person called up to say, where's the music? And you didn't want to change it on April 1st because you thought people would think it was a joke.
Exactly.
So you changed it on April 2nd of 1991, and it became WHKQ quality radio. Remember that?
I do remember it. I still have a coffee cup with that.
So do I. And eventually, we changed it to WEZY.
Mm-hmm.
Here is a fantastic story on how the change came to WEZY, and you made it happen. You weren't even here. You were in Dallas at the cavorting around at the NAB convention doing whatever you do out there. You were at the convention, and I called the FCC, and there was a woman there who was in charge of call letters. And I said, we actually paid to have a rundown of all the easy call letters available. And some of them were, you know, not available. Some were. They weren't that good. But WEZY was becoming available. And I called the woman at the Federal Communications Commission. And she said, well, right now it's at a station in Florida or something. And they own another station right over the border, over the Mississippi River. And they want to get special permission to use WEZY on both sides because if you were on the west side of the Mississippi, all your stations have to begin with the letter K.
Correct.
And they wanted special permission to use WEZY on both sides for their stations. And I remember saying, well, we're considering it. And she was real nasty to me. Very curt, very nasty, quickly, you know, just to get rid of me. And I remember you said, it was around Easter time, and you said, send her a basket of candy and flowers. Do you remember that?
Yes.
You said,
you get much more done being nice, Don.
And so I sent her a basket of candy and flowers, and I let a week go by, and I called her up, and now she's a totally different person. And she said, oh, hi, I got your candy and flowers. Thank you so much. And I said, well, what about WEZY? Let's get down to brass tacks here. Here's what we're talking about. The candy and flowers was to get my way. So let's talk about it. And she said, I'm going to give them 24 hours to make up their mind. And I said, okay, I'll hear from you tomorrow. And I remember you called your attorney in Washington. And he said, you're dealing with the troll under the bridge? That's what he called her, the troll under the bridge. She was such a nasty, nobody can deal with her. But you, in your infinite wisdom of sending candy and flowers, made it happen. Because the next day, she said, you can have the call letters WEZY. And I remember telling you, and you said, well, are you sure it's official? And I called her back, and I said, is it official? And she said, I'm going to send you a letter making it official. I said, Then we can have letterhead printed up and everything. And the letter said, you now have WEZY. It's been filed. Start printing your letterhead. And that's how we got WEZY. Because you said send their candy and flowers. And that's how we got it. Isn't that amazing?
Well, there's more than one way to get to achieve your goals, and it's very rarely a straight line. So,
and you don't get it by being nasty to people and making demands, which I found out. That was so great, and we got WEZY, and it was like that for years and years and years, and all because of you and your wisdom of doing that. So we were beautiful music for a while on the RFM, and eventually we changed to an adult contemporary format. But kept the call, it was WEZY. It did very well. You put billboards all over town. You put our radio stations on TV commercials. You did all that. And you spent a lot of money in promoting both radio stations, WRJN and WEZY. And you put wraps on our van, because we own Sign Pearls, so we're able to put a wrap around the van. Mm-hmm. And you brought us out in public. We were at Salmonorama for 10 days. And by the way, the Salmonorama Festival is coming back this year for the first time in years. They're bringing the festival back. And I said to Kelly Cruz from the Downtown Racine Corporation that we used to broadcast from there for 10 days at Salmonorama. And that was stuff you did. I mean, you let us broadcast at the 4th of July parades everywhere. You wanted WRJN out there. And you really made us a community radio station, which was great. And
well, I always felt that they were... more than three people gathered in Racine, one of them needed to be WRJN.
And you were right. And we were the community radio station. And that's what we're working to strive again, because there was a period here for 9 years when we weren't the community radio station. And now Civic Media is bringing that back again, which I'm very happy to say.
That's great.
Now, coming up, I want to talk about the April Fool's joke that I played on you, which I thought was just terrific. It's the only time I ever played an April Fool's joke. I want to talk about you recording your mom and dad so future generations will know your mom and dad. And that's basically what we're doing here. But I want to talk about that big old-time radio we had here in the lobby. It was from the 1940s, I think. It was a giant old-time radio that worked really well. And when the new owners came in, Magnum Media came in here, they were going to take it. And I said, Tony, they're taking the radio. I said, no, I'm giving you ownership of that radio. And I remember you signed the letter and you sent it over to me. And I said, take that radio off the hand truck. I own it. And it's sitting in my living room now, a centerpiece of my living room. One problem, we brought it to an anniversary party at Memorial Hall, and it was during a snow thing, and it dropped. It doesn't work, but my wife recently said to me, let's get it restored to its original glory. We'll have somebody fix the insides and redo the outside, because it got, you know, it's an old radio.
Yeah.
What I love about the radio was on all the buttons, the actual call letters of the radio station are printed on there. And all these stations from Chicago and Milwaukee are printed from the 1940s. Like, the radio was never going to move out of Milwaukee. It was going to stay here forever and ever. We're not moving it. We cannot take it to another city. But it actually had them printed on there, which I thought was interesting. So we're going to have it restored to its original glory. And it's going to be a proud display in our living room. And someday when something happens to me and my wife, it's going to move on to somebody else. But it's going to stay. An old-time radio, and it was your dad's radio, which I really
love.
All right. Hold on. Tony Gazzana is here. We're doing WRJN Historical Marker number one. Tony Gazzana, owner of WRJN Radio for 7 years, he said. Okay. I have to talk to Tom Carco and find out which number owner you are in the progression of owners at this radio station. 48 past the, make it 49 past the hour, WRJ, and I'm Don Rosen at Civic Media, Hometown Radio, refreshed, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM. Stay where you are.
Is News Talk.
Talkin' Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
At The Wash Shop, we believe the good old days of car care are here to stay. We provide a quality car wash that not only cleans your vehicle, but brings a little joy and happiness to your day. Don't let winter, snow, and salt take a toll on your vehicle. Keep it shining bright by becoming a Wash Shop Unlimited member for as little as $19.99 a month. Yes, unlimited washes, even during our harsh Wisconsin winters. Every wash comes with our signature hand towel finish, so you drive through happy. Protect your investment at The Wash Shop, where clean cars mean happy customers. Experience the difference at 3829 Douglas Avenue. The Wash Shop, a smile with every wash.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WIS Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day and I'll send all my love.
That's Tony and his band playing. Isn't that great? That was their one hit record.
You guys. I sold three copies. My mother, my father, and my sister.
One thing I want to touch upon is we always were improving this radio station with remote broadcasts. We used to have this poll that Tom Kramer made, one of our guys. He was a handyman out here with the radio station. He built this poll to get our signal back from remote broadcast. It was a wireless link, microwave link, to get our broadcast right back here. And he built this pole out of PVC pipes. And I remember the guy who ran Sign Pro borrowed the van and broke the pole or lost it or whatever. I was screaming at you. It was a Sunday morning. We were broadcasting from South Hills Country Club. And I got back to the radio station, and there was a flyer on the fax machine. And it was for a brand new stainless steel or aluminum, I should say, aluminum Marty pole. And it cost like $1,200 or whatever. He said, buy it. Because he was sick of hearing me complaining and crabbing about it. You also bought other equipment for us that just made the station sound better on remote broadcast. And we brought a Vector. We brought all this great equipment under you. And you also bought us a brand new Marty, because I think I was complaining and bitching about the old one not working well. And you bought a brand new Marty transmitter for us. I remember that.
Well, here's something else that I bought. Tried to bring our station into the 20th century, and I thought, well, when I bought the station, we had typewriters, no computers, and this was when everything was moving over to computers, and I couldn't get anybody in the building to use a computer. So one weekend, I came in, and I took the select IBM typewriters. I locked them in the basement in a small room that we had. And on Monday morning when office opened up, people said, well, where's the typewriters? And I said, I gave them to Goodwill. So we better learn how to use the typewriter the computer, that's all you got. What? And that's how we switched into the 20th century. But by the end of the week, my bookkeeper quit because she didn't want to deal with a computer.
Real quickly, you had the roof replaced on this building, and you got the cheapest bid from a guy named Jeff Eshman, I think his name was. And for whatever reason, he put a tarp on the building or whatever, and it didn't work well, and it started pouring rain in this building. And I happened to have my video camera in the car because I was filming the tower being built, and it was pouring. I just recently uncovered the rain video. The Carcos had it. And it was pouring rain, and the whole building got destroyed. Not the studios, but the lobby. Some of the offices got destroyed. And what a mess. And you were out of town. Again, you're always out of town when these events happen.
Actually, you called me, and I was between flights in Chicago. And you told me about this horrendous rain, and it's pouring inside the studios or the lobby. And I said, well, is there anything I can do? Should I come back? And you said, there's nothing you can do. And I said, okay, I'll go to Vegas and I'll call you when I get back.
I remember one of our salespeople was calling and said, Rick, get back here. The place is crumbling. And I said, it's not crumbling. We just have to clean up the water, but it was really bad. I mean,
yeah. You
had to rent rooms over at the Ramada for the staff because it stunk in the building. It was during the summer. Quickly, I want to tell you about an April Fool's joke I played on Tony. We just had an inspection by the Federal Communications Commission, and we were waiting for the report, and it was April 1st, and I got some FCC letterhead. I think I had it left over from the call letter change, and I made this phony letter pursuant to field testing, blah, 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 docket number, blah, 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 and our inspection. You are now going to owe like $14,000 in payments and fines. And I put it in a FedEx envelope, stuck it in your door, and one of our salespeople, I knew she would call you and snoop in your door. It was all predicated on her snooping into the door. And she did. She looked in the door, and she found the FedEx, opened it up, and read it to you. And the last line I put in there said, I don't want any of your phony excuses. Pay up now. So you knew it was a joke. But you were pretty upset. You were nervous. You were scared when I got that letter.
Well, FCC was somebody you didn't fool around with, but I think, if I recall, I got the last laugh.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. You said you were cutting everybody's salaries in half because you had to save money to pay the fines on the FCC, and you put that out on April 1st, and people didn't know what you were talking about, because I didn't tell anybody about this April Fool's joke. I did it all on my own. But it was a good joke, and every time I call you on April 1st, you say, I know why you're calling. And real quickly here, we got a minute or so left. You did something with your mom and dad people have to know about.
Well, this goes back 20-some years ago. We hired a professor out of UWM or UW-Madison. She was a genealogist, and we asked her to come and visit with my mother and father, and record conversations with them. So over a period of 3 months, she did this. She transposed, made CDs, six of them for my mother and six of them of my dad. And they just talked about their parents, their grandparents, their struggles when they came to America, et cetera. And then my brother and I made copies for all of our kids and grandchildren. So they have a living history that goes back, you know, to my grandparents and my great grandparents. And it's a great legacy. And in fact, I just re-listened to them recently. And, you know, brought a tear to my eye listening because my father has passed. But my mother, in about 30 days, will turn 103 years old. So I shared the conversation with her.
Excellent. Excellent idea. Everybody should do something like that. Record your parents. I did. I have them on video, and I have audio recordings of my dad talking about his military career. Excellent idea. People should do that. And that's why we're doing this, because we want to preserve history. And
right. You
and I aren't going to be around forever. I hope.
Well,
I'll have a little longer
talk
than
for yourself.
maybe you will be. And I just want to preserve the history of this radio station. And you are WRJN historical marker number one, Tony. And I wanted you to be number one because I probably had the most fun with you. You're the most approachable person when you own this radio station. And I had my run-ins with you. Not you personally, but screaming things in your office. And we're not going to go into that. But it was, you know, look back now and you can laugh at all that stuff. Tony, hold on the line, okay? Don't go anywhere. Tony, thank you for owning WRJN and doing so much innovation with this radio station and keeping it what it was, a community-based radio station. Thank you very much, Tony.
Well, thank you, Don. And I was proud to be part of the 97-year history.
Oh, yeah. Hold on line. Tony Gazzana, one of our owners here for 7 years, starting in 1988 or 9. I forgot.
1989.
Thank you, Tony. I'm Don Rosen. Back tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., bright and early at WRJN Radio, Civic Media, a hometown radio refreshed.
And on the Civic Media app.
Battle stations, everybody. Let's go, go.
This
go,
is 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN and on the Civic Media app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
WRJN, your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260 CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251 BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media